Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live's live Monday night edition. Mark.
And Luther.
And Julia.
That's right. Doing the brother-sister crew here.
I almost said her last name. Something Mondays. I guess it really doesn't matter, but...
You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. Before we get into any kind of show prep here on Free Talk Live, I do want to mention that today is day 41 of the Ian Freeman incarceration count-up, and there was a habeas corpus structuring meeting thing at the courthouse today. And so, you know, several of the activists that we could pry out of bed at 8:30 in the morning, which is, you know, not a big crew, showed up at the courthouse and here in Keene, New Hampshire, to find out what's going on. Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land, markstevens.com, he was on the phone, sort of doing the lawyering thing, although he's not a lawyer, he's representing, I guess, in kind, I'm not exactly sure what the terminology is for a civilian doing the representing. But so I guess they were trying to figure out whether or not they could do a habeas corpus hearing on when to schedule it. So this wasn't even one. And essentially, Mark Stevens attempted to do his, his thing where, you know, what's the jurisdiction of this court and that kind of thing, where he, you know, tries to separate the land that is Keene from the body politic that is Keene. And the judge just shut him down immediately and didn't let him get any further. So I don't know if that's an appealable thing, but, well, Ian's probably got about 3 weeks left in his sentence anyway, so you're going to have to appeal darn quick to get him out anytime soon. Essentially, I think that there has to be some more paperwork filed. The courts do this all the time. They make it very confusing if you are a person who is, not a lawyer. I think lawyers get to make all kinds of mistakes, and who cares? But, the layman, if they try to represent themselves, the court attempts to make it so entirely difficult to do that that you can't get it done. So I guess there's got to be some more paperwork filed, and maybe something will happen, but, don't hold your breath. So that's what happened today. I know that folks are wanting to know. Also, those that are keeping up with the Dale Farm incident over in the UK, apparently there has been a stay for at least a couple of days and not kicking the travelers or gypsies or whatever term you want to use for the folks that have that land there aren't getting kicked out. So that's an interesting little update. And last update, apparently the strict eavesdropping rule is ruled unconstitutional in an Illinois case. This is Illinois is one of the states, and I believe there's three of them, that are absolutely crazy about filming cops while on duty. One of them was Massachusetts, and the First Circuit, which is the smallest circuit, and it does cover Massachusetts and New Hampshire, just slapped down Massachusetts for its behavior as far as trying to, arrest people for wiretapping, for videotaping public servants on public property doing the public's work. Absolutely insane. Mm-hmm. And by the way, the police unions and the Police Chiefs Association, they were all for this stuff. All for, well, in the case of the First Circuit, breaking the law. It's okay for cops to break the law as long as they break it. Well, as long as they don't like the law, then it's okay to break it. And that's what happened in the First Circuit here in the Illinois case. This is from rcfp.org, which I believe is the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press. An Illinois judge ruled the state's eavesdropping law unconstitutional as applied to a man who faced up to 75 years in prison for secretly recording his encounters with police officers and a judge. In the case of the police officers, it was on his property. A statute intended to prevent unwarranted, this is a quote from the ruling here, a statute intended to prevent unwarranted intrusions into a citizen's privacy cannot be used as a shield for public officials who cannot assert a comparable right of privacy in their public duties, a judge wrote in his decision, dismissing the five counts of eavesdropping charges against defendant Michael Allison. Such action impedes the free flow of information concerning public officials and violates the First Amendment right to gather such information. And this, I would like to warn you folks, if you leave your rights as outlined in the Constitution, I believe you have more rights than are outlined in the Bill of Rights, but, you know, whatever. If you leave your rights in the hands of public officials, they'll assume you don't have any.
Mm-hmm.
They assume that they own you. They, I mean, what seems obvious that the First Amendment, the right to freedom of the press and the right to free speech, you know, and all these things, that you should be able to videotape your interactions with public officials. They say no. They were going to throw this. They would have happily thrown this man in prison for 75 years, not lost a lick of sleep, because working for the government will slowly turn you into a sociopath. And that's all I can come up with. I mean, if somebody can just sit there and say, well, no,
it seems to be the case. I mean, I can't think of any position, you know, whether you're just a lowly clerk up to, you know, a police officer or a judge, you know, it just seems so corrupting. Whereas even if when I went down to the Superior Court to try to get some paperwork done for Ian, the lady snapped at me instantly once she found out who I was getting paperwork for.
Sure.
You know.
They don't want you to have that paperwork.
No. That's your job to do that.
But you know, when you put them into play, they know they can treat you however they want at that window now, because at this point, the bailiffs in that court area, they don't like you. So, you know, that lady can treat you any way she feels like, and she knows she'll get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
I had a girlfriend who used to work at the clerk of court's office, and she would come home and talk about what a joy she had screwing with people who were trying to get work done.
Wow.
At the court. You know, I mean, it's fun to be snide. You know, I mean, if you've got a sort of a, I mean, the way they set up these jobs, they make them so that you basically are an indentured servant. You can't leave because the benefits are so good. The pay isn't great.
But it's those benefits. Yeah, yeah. When you retire, you'll be set.
When you work there long enough, you really don't have to work anymore anyway.
Right.
Because, you know, you're not operating inside the marketplace where you're providing service for value. You're working for the government where you're trying to provide as little service as possible in order to get, you know, what you get paid. I mean, this is, you know, this is how it works in the military. This is how it works at the post office. This is how it works everywhere. And especially if you've got some public sector employee union involved, then they're really screwed. So, you know, I mean, this is the attitude that is created. Once you've been there for long enough, then you don't have you don't even understand work ethic any longer, and the public is a source of irritation. They are not you know, where you make your money. Once you have an employee like this in the free market that's working, that, you know, gets this feeling, they're behind the cash register, an hourly employee that gets nasty with customers, you fire them. Mm-hmm. And you get rid of them.
I was just going to say, I've certainly I've worked in customer service for a long time, and I have experienced this, like, wanting to mess with customers who are mean.
Yep.
But you can only take it so far, because the second they call your boss out, I mean, you're in trouble. And you can only get in trouble so many times for being mean to customers.
Indeed. I've done it myself. You know, at a radio station, some lady called in and complained that the radio station wasn't coming in as it normally does on her radio. And I explained, and she wanted us to turn up the power. I asked, well, what do you want us
to
do about that?
Well, there's this big wheel we have in the back, and you just turn it to the right.
There actually is.
Oh. Okay,
then. On some transmitters, you can do that. It doesn't work on every one of them. Usually the AMs that change up at night. This one, I don't know if in that particular radio station, if that was the case. But, you know, I explained that this FM was broadcasting at, I think it was 17,500 watts, and that, you know, there was nothing we could do about it, and she just wanted me to turn it up, and I'm like, well, you know, I can't do that, and she wanted me to do it. I'm like, look, only God and the FCC are the only ones that have any control over here. Call them. Goodbye. And hung up on her. And, you know, I mean, maybe there was another way I could have handled it, but this is what happens when you have employees as opposed to business owners dealing with folks. You don't get as good a service, and it's even worse dealing with the government. You got a bad public sector service story? 855-450-3733 on Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute. with tips and advice on controlling your emotions so they don't control you. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
Are you one person on the outside and another person on the inside? Do you show the world one person, but it's really not the real you? You know, a lot of times we try to have relationships that are built on pretense, but those relationships absolutely never work. We can experience negative feelings, but we need to ask God to help us so those feelings don't control us. So they don't make us hide from who we really are and hide from society. Many people don't like who they are, so they think if they show the real person that they are to other people, that those people won't like them either. But I want to encourage you to be authentic and truthful in your walk with God and your walk with your fellow human beings. For the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information to help you control your own emotions so they don't control you, please visit Joyce Meyer. That's MEYER.org. The average person has 70,000 thoughts every day, and many of those thoughts trigger a corresponding emotion. In Living Beyond Your Feelings, Joyce Meyer examines the gamut of feelings that human beings experience. She discusses the way that the brain processes and stores memories and thoughts. Then, emotion by emotion, she explains how we can manage our reactions to those emotions. Living Beyond Your Feelings, the newest book from New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. Here on the live Monday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Luther.
And Julia.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we all have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. It's FreedomsPhoenix.com. So, apparently the federal government's plan for making it illegal to make a fake name on the internet hasn't worked. Yes, as I understand it, story here from the Wall Street Journal, it is already illegal to make a fake name and represent yourself in a fraudulent manner on the internet. Imagine that President Obama could order the arrest of anyone who broke a promise on the internet. So you would be jailed for lying about your age or weight on an internet dating site, or you could be sent to federal prison if your boss told you to work, but you used the company's computer to check out sports scores online. Imagine that Eric Holder's Justice Department urged Congress to raise penalties for violations, making them felonies, allowing 3 years in jail for each broken promise. Fanciful, right? Think again. Congress is now poised to grant the Obama administration's wishes in the name of cybersecurity. The little-known law at issue is called the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. It was enacted in 1986 to punish computer hacking, but Congress has broadened the law every few years, and today it extends far beyond hacking. The law now criminalizes computer use that extends authorized access to any computer. Today, that violation is a misdemeanor, but the Senate Judiciary Committee is set to meet this morning to vote it in, making it a felony. This, by the way, is from September the 14th. The problem is that a lot of routine computer use can exceed authorized access. Courts are still struggling to interpret this language, but the Justice Department believes that it applies incredibly broadly to include terms of use violations and breaches of workplace.
Of course they do.
Computer use policies. Yeah, we've seen that in the case of the girl that committed suicide because another girl and her mom, weirdos, pretended to be some fake boy online and then broke up with her, and so she committed suicide as a result. They went after those folks over, you know, what terms of use issues on MySpace, I believe. So,
really? I mean, they didn't go after them for just being mean? I mean,
there is no mean law, sadly.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it'd be one thing
it's like arresting Al Capone for tax evasion.
Yeah.
I'm speechless.
Breaching an agreement or ignoring your boss might be bad, but should it be a federal crime just because it involves a computer? If interpreted this way, the law gives computer owners the power to criminalize any computer use they don't like. Imagine the Democratic Party setting up a political website announcing that no Republicans can visit. Every Republican who checked out the site would be a criminal for exceeding the authorized access. That's insane.
Yes.
But this is exactly the kind of thing that the government's already doing. It's already a misdemeanor. They're just expanding it to being a felony now. So this means if you go online and Facebook and you make up some fake name because you want to, I don't know, harvest twice as many rutabagas in Farmville, now you have broken the law. And right now it's a misdemeanor, but the federal prosecutors aren't going after them because, well, it's not worth it for misdemeanors.
You know, making up a fake name on Facebook is really not unreasonable in any way. Facebook.
I do it.
Well, I don't, you know what I mean? But sometimes I think about it because I think Facebook crosses a lot of borders that don't really need. I mean, you've got friends that you work with,
yep,
family, friends that you party with, all can view the same thing unless you really take time to edit your security features and stuff. It's just a lot of, like, you shouldn't know this about my life when I work, and you know what I mean? So, I mean, I know a ton of people who have fake names because they don't want people that they work with looking them up and seeing what they do on the weekends.
Sure, and even potential employers will do it as a background check. They'll type in your name into the Facebook thing and see what they come up with if your profile's...
Right.
If pictures of you with a big blunt in your mouth or what?
Could be a problem. You know, and some people haven't figured out how to set the settings on their profiles so that people can't look at it if they, if they don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Some people want to leave their profiles open. That's, you know, that's fine by me. But, you know, why can't you create two Facebook accounts? One for work, you know, one for sort of your, you know, sort of work life and one for your party life or whatever. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
Or what if you're someone like me who's known by my nickname, mainly through this radio show?
Sure.
I mean, sometimes when people call me by my real name, others get confused. They're like, wait, what do they call you?
Right. So, I mean, you know, that's absolutely the case. So do you have two accounts, one for...
No, I just have the one.
I see.
I've actually always had a fake name, even back when... Back in the days of MySpace, you know, yeah, I used a fake name as well because I don't know, I kind of like having that privacy where I can sort of control who searches for me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I like that people from my past life, you know, whether it was high school or whatever, can look me up, and you know, it's nice that they can do such a thing.
But. And I don't want people I knew in high school looking me up.
I'm with him.
I'm over it.
Gotcha. Well. I'm farther from high school than you are, so maybe it's
true.
Maybe it's different for me. But I certainly don't think that you making up some name that isn't precisely... You know what? Now that I think about it, I've got a fake name on the internet.
Manwich.
No. Oh. I mean...
His name is not his real name.
Mark Edge is not my real name. I use it so much, it feels like it, and so many people know me by it, but...
Well, I guess this comes down to what is a real name.
So you're telling me on the radio and all these news guys and all these actors and actresses, I mean, most of these actors and actresses, as a matter of fact, you can't join
Martin
the Screen Actors Guild with your real name if some actor has your real name
that's
already.
That's why Michael J. Fox is Michael J. Fox.
You know, somebody else had Michael Fox?
There was already a Michael Fox, yeah.
Interesting.
And Charlie Sheen? His name's not Charlie Sheen. It's Charlie Estevez.
Is that?
Yeah.
Oh, so Emilio had the real... Okay, I didn't know that. So is it Martin Sheen's real name is Sheen?
No. Martin Sheen and Charlie Sheen are both Martin and Charlie Estevez.
Interesting.
And they actually have a brother named Joe Estevez who's been in all these really crappy B-movies, most of which you can see on Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Does he look like his brothers?
Yes.
I see. It's interesting.
Yes.
I had no idea. So... In the real world, you can pretend to be somebody else, but online, if you pretend to be somebody else...
Then it's fraud.
You know what this really reminds me of is, I'm sure some of you remember AOL, like 1995. I mean, that's what we
Version
did for
3.0.
fun, right? Well, that's what we did for fun, was make fake names and, like, talk to people.
Yeah. Be somebody else.
Yeah, I mean, kids have done that for a very long time. You know, go online and talk to lonely guys who are looking for 18-year-old hot girls or something like that.
Yeah, they were more like 13-year-old, maybe not so hot girls, but whatever.
No, but I'm just saying you'd have a you know picture of Pamela Anderson and claim to
right.
be that.
ASL.
That's right. That's what was done. So, I mean, I don't know. I couldn't find out whether or not this thing got passed, but it's already bad that it's a misdemeanor. If you can find out some way or another this got passed and you think that this is fair, or you think this is fair, please give us a call. Let us know. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3737.
Really liking that Chinese food, aren't you?
Yeah, well, it was, you got to wolf it down during the breaks. It's not like eating a normal meal where you just leisurely eat what you want. That's the radio business for you.
It's a couple businesses. I know what that's like.
So, if you're a cigarette smoker, I was too for many years, you know that it's not so good for your health. There is a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier by some accounts, Vaporsmiths.com. They make one of the premier cigarette vaporizers on the market today. So you'll already start saving about $120 a month just by switching to an e-cigarette. And it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth, no more secondhand smoke, no more smell. And you can use it just about anywhere. Also, you can get a free starter kit by going to Vaporsmiths.com and purchasing 40 cartomizers. They have the deal there. You can get 40. You buy 40 cartomizers, you get a free starter kit. And since the order is over $60, I believe it's $69, you'll get free shipping. All you have to do is use coupon code FTL. Go to Vaporsmiths.com, use coupon code FTL, or call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Chris, speaking of folks faking things... I'm sorry, Luther. Luther, speaking of people faking things online.
Yes, teen girl faked cancer to collect $17,000 in donations.
Wow.
Yeah. At 18, Ruth Angelica Gomez has already come up with a way to make thousands of dollars and succeed where many people twice her age have failed. It's too bad that her plan was illegal and utterly despicable.
You know, illegal? Who cares? Wrong? Yeah. Horrible?
Yeah.
Well, yes.
Yeah, this is fraud. I mean, this isn't like, you know, selling dime bags a pot.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, she's committed fraud, too.
Yeah.
She's lied to people. And
it's horrible.
Absolutely.
It's horrible.
Much like the people who use fake breast cancer charities as a front to make themselves richer, Gomez allegedly collected $17,000 in donations after lying about suffering from Excuse me, leukemia.
Wait a second. The people that do, that use oftentimes many legitimate companies, I'll admit they may seem a little shady, but many legitimate companies will front for charities when they do fundraising. The reason being is because a charity is a charity, and it may or may not be good at fundraising.
Sure.
They can hire a company that is good at fundraising that will couple with the charity, take a portion, and then give the rest to the charity. That is legitimate. Whereas people that just walk around and say, you know, I'm raising for breast cancer and don't give the money to the Breast Cancer Foundation or whatever, they're not.
Yep. So it turns out this girl made one huge mistake. 9 months ago, she announced she'd be dead in 6 months. And yep,
oops,
here she is. Yep. The Associated Press reports that today police charged Gomez with theft by deception for collecting donations under false pretenses. The scope of her alleged lies is shocking. Police started investigating her in
Sometimes
June.
Sometimes the diction's bad on these stories.
Yeah, I know. In June, when someone complained that she didn't appear to be sick. Now, a police spokeswoman said, we haven't found anything that indicates that she doesn't have leukemia. Or that she does have leukemia, I mean. Gomez graduated from high school in Horizon City, Texas in June 2010. Gomez told her church that the cancer she battled for 11 years of her childhood was back, and even worse than before. In an interview with the El Paso Times in March, she said that she'd practically lived at the Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City during her early years, and had also
been... Is that true?
I don't see that here. Maybe it mentions it further down in the article. But the impression I'm getting is that these are not true. I think these are the extent of the lie, like how deep her lie ran.
You know, this is the problem with telling lies, is that it has to get deeper and deeper. I mean, you claim to have leukemia.
And the lines just get so fuzzy between truth and the lie. And I'm sure if you're the one making the lies, even sometimes you forget which is real.
It's one thing sitting in the bar claiming to be an astronaut. It's another thing that you've got to keep on. Somebody keeps on asking you questions about astronaut training.
You'd be surprised how often that works for me.
Girls love the astronauts.
Do you meet the height requirements for astronauts?
No.
You know, if you did this in a place like Keene, you would have to move away.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, like, just the consequences of getting caught lying like this, I mean, you... are scum. Who would ever associate with you again?
This is, I'm afraid, one of the bad things about the internet, and one of the reasons that the federal government wants to make misrepresenting things online a felony is because of things like this. But it's not going to solve the problem.
But it's really
a bad solution.
It really is, because it's too all encompassing, and it doesn't allow for the situational. Situation.
Right. It's sad that, folks will say bad things online and that kind of thing. But also, when you put the government in charge, they'll end up doing things like they did with these eavesdropping laws that we just reported on in the first segment. The eavesdropping laws were meant to protect people who didn't know that they were being recorded, and the cops began to apply it to themselves when they did know they were being recorded, or when they were being recorded doing their job, which is being a public servant on public property, working for public time, as if you have some kind of reasonable expectation of privacy. So the government's always going to expand whatever it does, and that's the reason I don't want the government... I want people to figure out that folks tell lies online. And before you send money to somebody...
It just takes critical thinking skills.
Absolutely. There's a lot of trolls on the internet that are going to tell you lies in order to get your sympathy, get you to talk to them, send them money, whatever it is, they want you to do it.
Yep. So it continues. Shortly after declaring her leukemia was back, she told Nicole Matsuda, a youth leader at First Methodist Church, that her parents had kicked her out. Matsuda said she could stay with her family for a few weeks, but that turned into 6 months. Now I hear that she told her parents that one of my children was sick and that I needed her to come help me, says Matsuda. She believed Gomez could be ill because she was pale and thin, and she would be weak, always sleeping. So it sounds like she was just lazy.
Lazy.
Never get out in the sun. Occasionally, Gomez would have people drive her to the nearby hospital for treatment, but she would always tell them not to wait for her because she didn't want to impose.
So, what, just get dropped off at the hospital?
That's sort of a red flag for me.
We go to Wendy's and have lunch.
Yeah. At Wendy's, yeah, right. She's probably going to Shayla's Suite.
I don't know. I mean, it just depends on how... If she saves this money, she could be in pretty good shape.
Yeah. In the
how much was it again that she...
17,000.
You know what the sad thing is that 17,000 is not that much money.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like it...
As a 17 or 18-year-old, it's a lot of
jack, though. Lot of money, but it's not even... Like, it's half of a general average Joe's salary per year, you know what I mean? Like, was that worth everybody hating you and being outed as a scumbag? Yeah. In addition to the jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It ain't pretty.
Yep. So in the spring, Gomez founded an organization called Achieve the Dream Foundation and started collecting money to help children with cancer.
Oh, I see. So it's not just her. Yeah, that ain't going to be pretty. Go ahead.
Well, it doesn't say if there's anyone else involved. I mean...
No, I mean, so it's to help children
with cancer. Oh, yes, yes,
yes. So the suggestion is that she's just helping all kinds of kids and, in fact, keeping the money even.
So she gave motivational speeches and students at a nearby high school threw a prom party / fundraiser for her.
Oh, my.
After she said she missed her senior prom because she was receiving treatment. Wow, so she probably got two proms out of that.
Oh, God.
In a photo on the organization's website, Gomez wears a shirt featuring the organization's logo and the line.
Get that from Cafe Press?
Yeah, probably. here's their motto. Behind every fighter, there's a supporter. Will you be mine?
That's a pretty good motto.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially if your goal is just to collect money.
Yeah, well.
Where are her parents? They didn't notice that she, like, they never caught on that he was for two.
Yeah.
Going to help a friend out by living at their house.
You know, and what's funny is this happened in a TV show called Arrested Development. A girl did this. She pretended to be her own twin sister with cancer.
Oh.
No. She had a disease called BS.
Oh, God. Well, this disease certainly was BS.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What do you guys think that should happen to this lady? I got no idea. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Monday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Cosmonaut Luther.
And Julia. Maybe you forgot my name.
I don't even know what to say after the con.
No. You know, I actually do have something to say. I can't believe you didn't bring it up, actually, Chris, but it's...
Luther.
Sorry. It is International Talk Like a Pirate Day.
It Gar. Is?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I wish I was good at talking like a pirate. I am not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really have the energy for that either.
I don't know. It's only funny when it's funny, you know, and doing the whole radio show wouldn't be funny.
Right? No, it would not.
But,
it would be really hard, actually.
It would be exhausting.
I don't know how to say anything in pirate except for arg and yar.
I think that's really it.
Yeah.
Call people landlubbers.
So we were talking about this girl that apparently faked cancer in order to get some sympathy and 17,000 sweet buckaroonies.
Yep.
And we didn't really propose any sort of free market solutions for this situation. Guys, got any? I mean, what should this gal's punishment be?
Oh, geez, I don't know. Maybe she should get cancer.
I don't know that you can give it to her.
Joking about cancers.
Cancer's not good
yeah.
stuff.
No.
I don't think I'd even wish that upon her.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Obviously, like, this is so early in her life to have made a mistake like this. Like you said earlier, Julia, if this happens in somewhere in Keene, she would have to leave town.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is a mark that's going to stay with her for the rest of her life, probably, that she's a liar. You are a liar.
You know, and not just, like, I got caught lying about... I don't know.
Something little, yeah.
Yeah, right. I mean,
right.
This is huge.
I'm a D cup, not
right.
a C cup, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And when I think about situations like dumb things I did when I was a young person, like sometimes I'll have like a memory where I lied or I was mean, and it bothers
oh,
me.
Oh, man, does
like,
it ever.
Like, I'll be like, gosh, I can't believe I would act that way. Like now, it's just, I really feel bad. Like if I saw this person today, I would apologize to them.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
How could I have acted like that? This kind of an action... That is going to haunt you.
I would agree.
Maybe not now or in a few years.
I wonder what kind of a girl, what kind of a person this girl was that she would be driven to do this at 18.
Well, a lot of times people that tell lies are usually quite smart.
Sure.
You know, a lot of times you'll talk about somebody who's able to keep a lie going like this.
Yeah.
Is all,
to keep it going for 9 months like this, she yeah. would have to have some intelligence.
Right. And so they tend to believe that they are smarter than the rest of the world, and therefore they can get away with these kind of things. You know, the world is stupid and all that. And it's a good lesson to learn. Hopefully you learn it before you tell the giant lie that I have cancer and you raise $17,000 from people fraudulently. I would have to say that if I were the arbitrator sitting on this case, I would demand that she donate $17,000. All the money she's got needs to go to a particular cancer charity.
Yeah, a real cancer charity.
I was going to say the same thing.
Sure.
And she needs to come up with and make up the rest of it at some point, you know, in some amount per month. And, you know, that's and then the rest of the consequences can be hers to deal with. I know that she did this through fraud and that kind of thing, but the reason I see because she's so young, and I think that this is still sort of a learning situation, the people that donated, you know, $17,000 to a girl that has cancer and don't have any kind of, you know, proof to back it up, maybe they're somewhat culpable in this circumstance, too. I'm not saying that they're wrong. I'm just saying, you know, you shouldn't just give people online. But apparently she raised from people, you know, in her church and at schools and all kinds of crazy stuff, too. So the girl's a good liar.
Yeah.
But I think that the $17,000, if she gives it to a cancer, you know, foundation or whatever, that would be good enough. And then she just has to live with the consequences of telling lies. She's not going to have enough money to move anytime soon, so.
Sure. Do you think maybe she did it because there seems to be almost like a fear of not having any real marketable job skills, you know, and, you know, when you're young, the future, you know, and your career path is very intimidating. It can be. So, like, do you think maybe she just saw this as an easy way out?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, it could very well be that. It could be that she wanted the attention. You get a lot of attention when you got cancer.
Sure do.
Yep.
So. I would say it's probably a combination of all of those things.
Yeah. And now she sees what the consequences are, telling big, fat lies.
Yes.
So, Julia, gamers solve...
Yes, I have an interesting story here.
The time
from,
cube? Is that what they saw?
Yes, very similar. This is called the Cosmic Log at MSNBC.com. I don't know why. Apparently it's about science and space and stuff.
But well, they had to have a stampy name.
Yes, exactly. But it's Gamers Solve Molecular Puzzle That Baffled Scientists. Video game players have solved a molecular puzzle that stumped scientists for years, and those scientists say the accomplishment could point the way to crowdsourced cures for AIDS and other diseases.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so this isn't just a puzzle. It's a very important puzzle, apparently.
Yeah, well, sounds like they may have figured out a new way to solve stuff. I don't know. I mean, for one, it's framing the question in a way that people can answer it, and I think that that's probably going to be the real trick.
Right.
But it's interesting already.
This is one small piece of the puzzle in being able to help with AIDS, a biochemist at the University of Washington told me. He is the lead author of a research paper on the project published today by Nature Structural and Molecular Biology. This feat, which was accomplished using a collaborative online game called Foldit, is also one giant leap for citizen science, a burgeoning field. I feel dumb for not knowing that word, but I've never seen it before.
Yeah.
That enlists internet users to look for alien planets, decipher ancient texts.
Right, we've seen them like find things on the moon or Mars or something like that. Really interesting stuff.
I've never heard of it before, but people have spatial reasoning skills, something that computers are not good at yet. Seth Cooper, a UW computer scientist who is Foldit's lead designer and developer, explained in a news release. Games provide a framework for bringing together the strengths of computers and humans. Very interesting. I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, yeah, pretty soon we'll all be cyborgs
right.
Anyway.
I'm waiting for my robot brain.
Oh, like you carry a smartphone already. You're half robot.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
For more than a decade, an international team of scientists has been trying to figure out the detailed molecular structure of a protein-cutting enzyme from an AIDS-like virus found in monkeys. Such enzymes, known as
retrovirus?
Retroviral.
Retroviral?
Okay. Yeah. I went to public school, so, you know, I'm an average reader. I know.
It'd be even worse if it was, you know, it had a bunch of Arabic names in it, too. I mean, that
yeah.
Makes it really
oh,
difficult.
Yeah. Play a key role in the virus's spread. And if medical researchers can figure out their structure, they could conceivably design drugs to stop the virus in its tracks. The strategy has been compared to designing a key to fit one of Mother Nature's locks. The problem is that the enzymes are far tougher to crack than your typical lock. There are millions of ways that the bonds between the atoms in the enzymes molecules could twist and turn. To design the right chemical key, you have to figure out the most efficient, lowest energy configuration for the molecule, the one that Mother Nature herself came up with.
Wow,
that is a real puzzle.
Very complicated, yes.
But I mean, you know, these lots of people love these puzzles. Many video games are based on puzzles, and this is this is a puzzle that really, really works. And I imagine the people, if they can work together, figure out portions of it together. I don't know. This is amazing.
Well, it starts talking about the game here. It says, that's where Foldit plays a role. The game is designed so that players can manipulate virtual molecular structures that look like multicolored, curled-up Tinker Toys. Remember Tinker Toys?
Yeah, I thought Tinker Toys were... Okay, yeah.
You're thinking of Lincoln Logs.
Yeah, you're right.
Tinker
exactly
Toys.
What I was thinking of. Tinker Toys are like sticks that fit together with
with
wheels.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
The virtual molecules follow the same chemical rules that are obeyed by the real molecules. When somebody playing the game comes up with a more elegant structure that reflects a lower energy state for the molecule, his or her score goes up. If the structure requires more energy to maintain, or if it doesn't reflect real-life chemistry, then their score is lower. More than 236,000 players have registered for the game since its debut in 2008. The monkey virus puzzle was one of several unsolved molecular mysteries that colleagues at the university, Frank DiMaio, recently tried to solve using a method that took the advantage of a protein folding computer program called Rosetta. This is one of the cases where his method was not able to solve it. Fortunately, the challenge fit the current capabilities of the Foldit game, so they put the puzzle out there for Foldit's team to work on. This was really kind of a last-ditch effort. Can the Foldit players really solve it? And they could. They did it in less than 10 days.
Wow!
The scientists have been working on this for years, and the gamers figured it out in 10 days.
Wow. That is crazy!
It's incredible.
So now all they have to do is frame these questions they have in the right way so that the game can address it. And if the game can address it, then people are going to solve all kinds of problems. Oh, wow, this is really...
It's great.
It's incredible. I can't think of any issue that might be involved here. Do you hate people who solve diseases? Cohen!
There's got to be someone out there.
God wants us to die of these diseases. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer and founder of Samuel Adams. When I started Samuel Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. I know people need help when pursuing a great idea. That's why we started Samuel Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help people get their small businesses off the ground. When you enjoy the unmistakable taste of a Boston Lager, a beer that started in my kitchen, know you're helping someone else chase their dream. I'll drink to that.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.